So I started out with commercial dog toys that I cut up and modified. A double pin didn't work because the pins just flexed and stretched. So then I went to a more solid ring with screws in it, which worked like a champ, but I couldn't use screws. But at least it showed the proof of concept. Then I have this little round thing here, and I started going with a latch. And then I took a 3D printed ring that I'd given up on and modified it with some rubber parts. So then I switched to hockey pucks because it was a nice, dense rubber ring that I could just buy online. Drilled a bunch of holes in it and modified it. You can see that this one was well loved on for some experiments. Then I went to the point where I needed to make a custom ring. So it's 3D printing halves and then casting that as my own urethane halves and gluing them together. So the 3D printed part here turned into this urethane casted part. And then I repeated the process, except I went to a larger diameter that worked a lot better than the small one, but it had so much material in it that it was going to be expensive. So I reduced it back down to an intermediate size. And it went through a whole bunch of testing, but it worked well. But it was really too hard to manufacture as two halves. So I went with a design that could be molded as one piece, which is this blue one here. Then I robusted it up a little bit by increasing some of the thicknesses and made it a size that was still moldable, and then finally ended up with a green design that we have here.